It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Thousands of people marched to the state capitol in Denver Monday to protest the death of George Floyd. Shayana Dabney, president of the Black Student Union at CSU Pueblo, spoke at the rally. She hopes the message of their cause doesn't get lost.
I'm ultimately hoping that people realize that for all the negativity, that people want positive change, and that's what we're out here working for.
Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin marched along with protesters Monday. The protests in Denver continued into Monday night past the city's 9 p.m. curfew. Bobby Cuomo was out last night. He lives in Aurora.
Why pass curfew? Why have curfew? You take the cops away, we don't need a curfew, as you could see.
Protesters set off fireworks near the Capitol Monday night. More than 200 people have been arrested over the past few days for violating Denver's curfew. Governor Jared Polis will testify at a virtual congressional hearing this morning on how governors are tackling the coronavirus pandemic. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Polis, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson are expected to talk about testing strategies, supplies, and the support states need from the federal government. The hearing is being conducted by the House Energy and Commerce Oversight and Investigation Subcommittee and will be led by fellow Coloradan, Representative Diana DeGette. The committee wants to hear from a bipartisan group of governors from different parts of the country who've been deeply involved in testing efforts. This will be the first fully virtual hearing of the committee since the House approved proxy voting and remote hearings along party lines. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
First-time students attending Colorado's 13 community colleges are now guaranteed admission to four-year universities throughout the state. Here's CPR Education reporter Jenny Brundine.
The new Bridges to Bachelor's degree program begins this fall. Students are conditionally admitted to participating four-year colleges once they complete the two-year degree. Joe Garcia heads up Colorado's community college system. He says students who sign up will work with a four-year university counselor from the start.
They will stay on track and not take a lot of courses that don't transfer for academic credit to a four-year institution.
Participating four-year schools so far include Colorado State and Metro State Universities and UC Denver, which is offering transfer students scholarships. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.